Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. To the ends of the earth, our why. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This month, our devotions will focus on the theme and message of the new movie from the Commission on Evangelism, To the Ends of the Earth. The movie follows Paul's remarkable visit to the city of Philippi, recorded in Acts 16. It shows how Paul connected with people from all walks of life, demonstrating that the good news of Jesus is indeed for all people, to the very ends of the earth. Today, we'll consider why we want to share this amazing news of Jesus. Recently, my husband and I realized that we hardly used our home office. The room's layout wasn't helpful and it was too cluttered. We needed a plan. We needed a plan that used the same space and the same furniture as much as possible while making it more conducive to productivity. One of our sons was there and proposed moving one of the bookshelves. What? Move the bookshelf? It made no sense to us at first. With more than a little hesitancy, we agreed to try his plan. Within less than an hour, it seemed like a new room. We were amazed at the additional square footage that seemed to appear. The plan was working. God saw a challenge, and it was far bigger than our simple office arrangement. He had designed and created a beautiful world, and the crown of his creation was his people. However, his perfect people caved in to the temptation of Satan. They disobeyed God. When he said, "Don't," they did it anyway, and they justified it in their minds. What was God's response? God had a plan to redeem his creation that had so miserably failed. When we work on a plan, our thoughts are often on what would be logical, what would make sense. Not so our God. His plan, while perfect, was anything but logical to our human thinking. Adam and Eve failed miserably. We continue to fail miserably. God's response? Logically, it would include severe punishment and separation from him, but not our God. Today's verse begins with five simple words. God so loved the world. He loved the world even when they turned from him, disobeyed him, and neglected him. The kind of love that God has for the world is incomprehensible. Because of that love, his plan included sacrificing his only son, Jesus. Think about that for a minute. He sacrificed his only son because of us. And why? Because he wants you and me and the world to have eternal life. God's plan is full of overwhelming grace. His plan is full of love for people that needs to be shared. Why? So that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's our why, our purpose to connect with people just like Paul did, to share the good news of Jesus with all people. God's plan is perfect and is based on his immeasurable love for you, for me, for the whole world. That's a plan to share. Who will you tell? We pray. Dear Father in heaven, your plan for me and for the world is hard to comprehend. Help me begin to grasp the depth of your love and grace. Help me to always be excited and eager to share your gift of salvation with all those around me. Amen. Something to consider. A suite of supplemental materials have been developed for teachers to use along with the new movie, To the Ends of the Earth. To check out these materials, including a Bible lesson for early childhood and one for primary grades, go to the link included in this devotion. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.